Why is there signs going up in New York City in America saying the Mashiach is here? And many people believe that this is about Hizkiyahu ben David, or if you would rather call him by his real name, Rabbi Shlomo Yehuda Be'eri, also called the Yanukah. Now, these two matters, the sign going up in New York City saying the Messiah is here, and the rabbi called by the Christians Hizkiyahu ben David, are two separate individuals, and they are actually not related at all. If you are new to my channel and want to learn more about Judaism, Israel, and conversion to Judaism, please consider subscribing to my channel by clicking on the subscribe button below. Also, click on the bell notification button below to be notified whenever I do publish a new video. Now, I've already made several videos about the person the Christians call Hizkiyahu ben David. The most popular being, is he the Jewish Mashiach? That has already received over 100,000 views right here on YouTube. I also made another video explaining who Hizkiyahu ben David is. And that video has already received over 50,000 views. As for the signs that is going up in New York City, in America, stating that the Mashiach is here, the Messiah is here, has nothing at all to do with the person the Christians call Hizkiyahu ben David. In fact, if you take a look at the picture of Hizkiyahu ben David, or if you want to call him by his real name, Rabbi Shlomo Yehuda Be'eri, you will see that he is considerably younger than this rabbi, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson of blessed memory. Now I know, for many Christians watching this, they seeing two rabbis, one young, one old, both dressed in black, and thus cannot see the real difference. To be perfectly honest with all of you watching this video, I've never really wanted to discuss the rabbi whose poster is going up everywhere in New York City. Even though I have been personally speaking with a lot of people, debating a lot of people, and trying to get them away from this cultish movement, which we in Israel call Mashiachi. That sounds a lot more like Christians than they do Jews. The rabbi that you are seeing on the billboards in New York City is Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson of blessed memory. And I'm stressing the blessed memory for some people that is watching this video. This is a rabbi that was very big in his generation. And he was the leader of a Hasidic movement called Chabad. Chabad stands for Chochma, Bina, and Daat. And unfortunately, many people in this movement no longer has Chochma, Bina, or Daat. A lot of them have proclaimed their rabbi that died in 1994 as the Mashiach. It will be very difficult for you people on YouTube to know the difference between Christianity and the Mashiachi of the Chabadniks. I myself, a former Christian, cannot tell the difference. Now, I personally have tried to stay away from this particular topic. I have, however, alluded to this movement many times in my older videos, and not everyone has picked up on it. One of my most popular videos on my channel, called Hallel at the Western Wall, I actually alluded to the other movement in the ticker at the bottom of my video. This video has over 70,000 views. And in that video, I explain that there is a person holding a purple flag which reads, God is King. And I make a reference in that ticker stating that there's another movement claiming that their Rebbe is King. Due to the fact that this movement is increasingly becoming an issue within Orthodox Judaism, I've decided that I will make an all-reveal video about this movement. And this will be my very next video. And in this video, I will tell you everything that you need to know about the Chabad movement. If you don't want to miss that video, click on the subscribe button below as well as on the bell notification button to be notified when I do publish this video. I have also started a new series called Bible Study, where I've already uploaded two videos in the playlist, and I will continue to do so to try to educate people about the fundamentals of Jewish belief as well as studying the Bible in a kosher Jewish way. For those that are not Jewish, I hope you have a great weekend. And for all those that are Jewish, Shabbat Shalom.